I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Jason Lee Podcast.
Welcome back to our new episode of the Jason Lee Podcast. I'm dressed up today only because Jason Lee's closet is online and you can go and buy this outfit as soon as I take it off. Look, I posted it on my Facebook. Shout out to Stockton. Y'all all messy as hell. You know, everybody had something to say about the Jason Lee's closet from Stockton, saying I should donate it to the homeless. I should donate all my clothes to the homeless. Yeah, I'm going to donate this $1,200 Balenciaga shirt or my $4,000 Dior jacket to the homeless. Nah, listen, I did not take an oath of poverty when I took the job as vice mayor. I took the oath to build my city, and I'm doing a phenomenal job. Let me give myself a round of applause. Nah, matter of fact, I'm gonna give myself I'm gonna give myself flowers when nobody else wants to, because I'm working my ass off. Look, anyway, Jason Lee's Closet is a real thing right now. You can go over there to jasonleescloset.com right now and just shop all the greatest looks. They're all there at a discount. Not too much, because it cost me a lot of money. All right. Nobody's printing my notes today. This is sort of like when Beyonce's fan doesn't work. What?
They're in the printer. Let me go.
No, just stay here. Speaking of Beyonce, my team went to see Beyonce. Let me go ahead and give them a round of applause, because they... Not too much, though. The concert's over. You're back to work. They both went. How was the show? Well, you already talked about it. You weren't here.
Rob wasn't here.
You were probably somewhere getting your abs edged for the summer.
Lord hammers.
I was not getting my abs edged, but the concert was phenomenal. I thought Beyonce killed it. I know I'm glad she didn't do all country, even though I love the country album. Like I told y'all, I work out to it, and I know y'all think I'm crazy for that, but I thought she did a great job. She was like, advocating for like black people and the history of black people in America. She was showing herself as a loving mother with all her kids up there on stage. Blue Ivy obviously has been taking some dance lessons and killed it. Like, the girl was up there doing her thing. Rumi was so adorable. I thought the show overall, and she incorporated all her brands in the show in a seamless way. I think I told you that, because she had the Sir Davis in there. She had the Sacred in there. It was phenomenal.
Listen, we talked about this on the show already. It's so interesting. The internet be trolling me, you know, because if I ever criticize anybody, and God forbid you criticize Beyonce, here come all the trolls. Y'all have been trolled, but let me tell you what you're not going to do. You're not going to steal my joy. You're not going to take away the love I have for Beyonce. Beyonce, if you're out there watching, and we know you are, and if you ain't, Jay-Z is, we love you. We love you. We criticize it. Now, look, I've talked about that liquor before. Did you see the video of her with that mechanical robot mispour the liquor? Poured it all on the side of the set. Didn't make the cover. If you missed it, take a look. I love that she's now showing us beyond the veil of Beyonce, because Beyonce would never let you see an error, but, you know, she's human. I love the show, but there was a video that was posted online by my friend Lala Milan that I literally felt attacked, because I thought you were talking about me. She did this skit where she says... where it's like her talking to a friend, and the friend's like, girl, you going to see Beyonce? She's like, nah, Beyonce is so overrated. I don't see it. And then she gets a call saying, do you want to go? I got tickets. Yeah, I want to go. Go, has a good time. And then afterwards comes back, and the friend says, what was the concert like? And she's like, it was cool. I literally felt attacked, because that was me. Take a look.
A lot of people probably going to be mad when I say this, but honestly, I don't like Beyonce like that. The Beehive going to attack, but I think she's overrated. Hello?
I got an extra Beyonce ticket.
Are you serious?
You want to go with me?
Hell yeah!
Who else is doing visuals like this? The catalog! Come on, babe!
So how'd you like the show?
It was so good, honey. She is a performer of all time. She's been at this for years. I'm so glad that I came. Oh my God.
Good morning. How was the show last night?
It was all right.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, I said on the last podcast, I mean, we talked about it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't It's not my favorite. You now were at Renaissance mm-hmm. with me, and you were at Cowboy Carter with mm-hmm. her. What was a better show? Nah, wasn't that hard of a decision.
It is hard. No. It is a hard decision. Mm-mm. It is a hard decision.
All that yoda lady who's in the little dancing and the knickknack.
I love those
the
songs.
The 60 carriages and the car okay. floating.
That's my favorite.
Okay. It was not better than Renaissance, though.
It was different.
But Renaissance was in Cowboy Carter, so you got to buy one, get
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
The reason why the ticket prices were so low for Cowboy Carter is because it wasn't as attended. Even though she did break records as the highest paid solo, whatever. She had $55 million for 5 days of work. You have more coin than I do. So if I'm arguing with my tax bracket, I need to shut the hell up. But I'm not. I'm talking about the show. Anyway, it was great for what it was. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it was different. So like mm-hmm. for all of what it meant to black music and I get all that. But Beyonce by far is one of the most phenomenal, if not the most phenomenal performing artist of our time right now. I've said that many times. I even arguably said she's better than Michael Jackson, but I'm not saying that out loud. I'm just saying like, that's a debate that I've heard and I understand it's a fair one to be said,
yeah.
you know? But anyway, it was a great show. But the thing that I love the most about the Beyonce concert was that I fell in love with one of the dancers. Oh, and baby, I came back and I was looking for them. And I employ way too many people for me to be online scouring the media to find this dancer. We're not even gonna tell you the dancer's name, but I will tell you, there was one dancer. We locked eyes during the show. Oh, I felt-
You locked eyes?
Excuse me. We locked eyes during the show. Yes, we did. And I came back and I just mentioned to my team that I thought one of the dancers was cute. And shout out to Marina, who tracked them down for me in less than an hour to make sure that I had.
Less than an hour.
Less than an
Actually,
hour.
Actually?
Hold on.
No, wait.
I
want to
give you your flowers, Marina, because less you tracked them down in less than an hour. And you made sure that your boss, who is a hopeless romantic, would find a way to dance into their life. And if it was not for you, somebody like me who's been searching forever was able to find love in less than an hour. So
less than
you.
An hour.
Well, I need to also give full disclosure that request for the dancer's information took me 3 business days because that was actually Rob's love.
Oh,
first.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
At the show, Rob claimed him and was like, find his information. So I know another dancer. So I reached out. And then when he responded, in comes Jason and you were like, I'm in love with this dancer. And then
but
you're like,
you
this
saw,
one.
But you guys saw the show on what day?
Sunday.
And then you asked for it on what day?
Sunday.
And then what day did you ask for it after that?
Monday.
And then what other day?
Tuesday.
And then Wednesday I asked for it.
And I asked for it Wednesday too.
I got it Wednesday though.
That's when the information came in.
You asked for it Thursday.
Oh,
okay, because there were shows in between. So my friend was dancing for the show. So then when it came in, I'm like, let every man win. If you want to DM him, you can DM him. If you want to DM him.
Well, I've already DM'd and I've already received a response. But look, I don't want to keep score. The bottom line is Rob has traditionally liked white men.
This is not true.
Rob was never attracted to black men. I don't know what year this happened.
Okay, because
Rob started peeking over the fence in my neighborhood. You know that one neighbor that always wants to know what's going on in your backyard because ain't nothing going on in their backyard? That's Rob.
Should we talk about peeking over fences?
Let's get to the tea with Destiny. Well, there was that one Australian that climbed over the fence. But we'll just leave that story there. I love my team. Thank you, Marie. You did a great job.
No problem.
Great job, Marie.
I'll be expecting that in my coin check.
Well,
I'll invoice you.
After you fucked over HR, you might be.
Indeed.
All right, listen. Irv Gotti is in the news. God, you can't even let the dead rest in peace these days. Well, his brother is slamming Ashanti, who just had a baby, by the way. Anyway, about 2 months after his brother, Irv Gotti, passed away, Chris Gotti slammed Ashanti. Now, we all know that Irv has previously talked about his alleged affair with Ashanti. You know, they had a whole thing going on. Well, anyway, he's claimed that he not only helped create the mold and mold her career, but that he also had a sexual relationship despite him being married. Now, Ashanti has denied and consistently been in denial of these claims. In February, around the time Irv passed, she told Angie Martinez that she never dated the narcissist known as Irv Gotti. Now, 2 months later, Irv's brother, Chris, is claiming that Ashanti acts like Irv didn't make her. However, when Irv passed, Ashanti mourned him in an Instagram post calling him a, quote, musical genius who had the ability to push me to be my best. Take a look at her comment when Irv passed. She said, I can't believe things ended like this, and it makes me so sad. We weren't on the best of terms the past few years, but as I always said, through our ups and downs, I will forever be grateful for everything that you've done for me. We've made history and will remain infinite. I've always respected your musical genius and ability to push me to be my best. All the greatness and positive things that came far outweighed the dark and negative times. I have always prayed for you to find peace, sending love and prayers to the entire family. Rest well. Rest in peace, Irv. See, I don't do that. Ashanti, you know I love you, but we're going to talk about you real quick. Just turn the channel. Okay, come back in a minute. I don't like when people die and you ain't getting along with them, and then you go and do a whole speech about how you loved each other. Look, I'm gonna tell y'all right now, I love you. If I love you right now, I'm telling you through this camera, I love you. Now through the shade cam, I'm telling you that if I don't love you and you die, you're dead. I'm not one to go and dig up the dead and start telling all these memories and stories about when we used to be, because this is what it sound like when doves cry. When you're dead, you're dead. Let the dead bury the dead is what my boss used to say. I don't know, Ashanti, why. Okay, come back to the channel. Why did you have a need to post that? Was it guilt? Was it because he was a lover that got away? What was it that, was it menopausal? Not menopausal, it was later.
Postpartum.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Was it that thing that you get when you have a baby and you're now emotional and you're thinking about that? I don't know. Or was it just innocent love lost or love remembered for a friend whose life was lost? Either way, probably something you could have kept to yourself, but nonetheless, it's your life. Well, here's Chris, and here's what Chris had to say since, you know, he was going to keep it 100 on the Let's Keep It 100 podcast. Take a listen.
It's like I told her with Ashanti, that's forever. You can't know. You know, she says they wasn't in a relationship. They was in a relationship. I was their therapist going from.
That's
like,
how he be with my relationship.
When she say that, I'm like, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
You know, I used to go and get you, talk to you, then go and tell Herb what she said, then go and tell you what Herb said. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
Don't do that. But at the end of the day, that's what makes what went on with them so real. Mm-hmm. And I would tell everyone, again, she, you know, in a relationship, let me go talk to your exes. How many can I talk to that's going to talk anywhere near calmly as Shem? Mm. And then Irv kept going too far. Right. Constantly. But like he said, there was an interviewer who said, why do you always talk about Ashanti? He said, bitch, because you always ask. Right. And Irv is a straight shooter. He's not going to fucking hide. He's like, that's why I talk about it, because everyone keeps talking about it.
What you want him to do?
And that's real. And it's like, you know, she should understand that too. Yeah. Like, if you're in the limelight, they asked the question. It wasn't little. It was big. For her to act like it ain't Murder, Inc. that made her, or Irv made her, it's crazy.
Right.
She had 3 deals before him.
That ain't worth it.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, something with y'all chemistry worked out. Mm-hmm. Respect it. That's all. I'm not saying you have to talk about the nigga, but respect the magic. That's all I said. See, I'm always in the middle. Irv hate when I take her position and you know what I'm saying? But yeah. I never took Irv position with her.
Right.
But I'm doing it because he ain't here now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to let no one talk about my brother. You're going to have a problem.
Right.
Simple and plain. In that, especially someone who he made that career. Like, I was there. Like, he made you sing records the way you sang them.
Okay, that last line you said before the last one of, you know, I ain't going to let nobody disrespect my brother. As somebody who lost a brother, I respect that. So stand up for your brother. But I don't necessarily agree that your brother made her. I don't like when people say you made them. I made you. I mean, her mama and daddy made her. You know, she made herself. I can understand what you're saying. He created the sound, guided the career, gave her inspiration. Okay, I'll give you that if that's what we're talking about. But like making her, you know, that's kind of disrespectful. But yeah, I mean, is it fair for when people pass away for this kind of stuff to be drummed up when there's no beef there? I mean, I haven't heard, Ashanti doesn't seem like the messy type. I haven't heard her out there shitting on anybody. Like, why is this even a thing?
I don't know. I see where he's coming from, because if I, God forbid, was passed and my sibling was like, I would expect them to like be in the ring and talk to me and like vouch for me. But yeah, like you said, to say they made Ashanti, I'm like, I don't know. But I do feel like from her caption, she probably just really felt like sad. I do feel like new emotions come when someone's passed, because you can never go back and tell them how you really feel. Mm-hmm. So she probably felt like real emotion.
I don't think she's obligated to be like, oh, we were in a loving relationship. I don't think she needs to go there, especially since he is passed away and he can't give his side of what their relationship was. I don't think people should have those conversations. If their relationship wasn't public and talked about, I don't think she should be bringing it up and talking about it. But I do think because quite often people fall out in relationships and then tragedy can happen, can ensue. I don't think it's bad to give your condolences publicly. I think it would be weird if she didn't, because one, people are already upset that she doesn't talk about the relationship. If she didn't even give condolences, then they'd be like, she's a shady, whatever, so on.
Well, this isn't the first relationship that Ashanti doesn't talk about. You remember we had Joyner Lucas here on the Jason Lee Show, where Joyner actually spilled all the tea about him dating Ashanti. This is before she got pregnant by Nelly. In case you forgot, because a lot of you do, we got the clip, look.
So you dated Ashanti.
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
It was dope. She's a really dope person. She really is.
No, she's sweet.
She's an amazing person.
So how did that happen? Because you both are so private. Mm-hmm. She doesn't post about guys she's dated, mm-hmm. Other than, of course, Nelly now. And you don't post about the women that you date. Did the internet catch you guys? I mean, there were photos of her rubbing your hair, or you rubbing her hair. You guys show a little affection. Because you never talked about it.
Nah, I don't talk. You know what it is? I'm a private. I don't really talk about it. But what I do, what I will say is that she's an amazing person. I'm just excited. I know how much she wanted to be a mom.
How'd you know?
I mean, we had those conversations for sure, you know? And it's like,
you guys talked about having a baby together?
We talked about a lot of bro. Like we was, you know what I mean?
So, that was your girl. Were you in love with her?
Oof.
Because she's 8 years older than you. So like, do you like older women?
I do feel like there's something about older women that like I gravitate towards.
You're a Leo, so you're a lion, you want the cougar. Just a bunch of jungle sex.
Nah, it's not.
I forgot about that.
I didn't. I ain't forgetting nothing. You also forgot to give Rob the Dancer's Instagram.
I didn't forget. That's when it came.
I think you...
As God is my... Johnny is my witness.
Then why didn't you send it to Rob and I at the same time?
Because I did. Oh, I sent it to Rob.
Oh, you did?
Yes, and I said, go ahead. Merry Christmas.
Okay. Well, Santa's little elves delivered to me first. Either way, look, Shanti, I don't know what you're doing to all these men. They got them all up in arms about you. Maybe you're putting a thing on them. I don't know. But shout out to you and your husband. Did her and Nelly get married?
I don't know.
Well, shout out to your husband or your fiance or whatever. I don't know what's going on over there because I don't. Are they married? No.
Yes, they did in 2023. Oh. In St. Louis.
Hopefully you guys have a prenup. You know, just never know what can happen. All right, peace. Well, Lil Wayne's in the news. He ain't dropping no new songs. He's dropping his wife or his ex or his girlfriend. Anyway, Lil Wayne allegedly kicked out and dumped Denise. This is plus size model Denise Bedeau. I don't know why they call her plus size. She's not that thick. I mean, you know, she's because she's not a size one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Plus size, I always think like you need the extra buckle on the plane.
Not an extra buckle.
By the way, I've never seen people get the extra buckle on a flight, but I fly Southwest a lot more now because I'm back and forth between home and work. And every time I get on Southwest, it's always somebody getting an extra buckle. And there's no shame these days in asking for the extra buckle. And I'm not, look, if you need an extra buckle, please get it. But I never knew that was a thing. But when I get on, there's always somebody in front of me that needs an extra buckle. And they're like, can I get an extra buckle? And the staff are so nice. They just slide their little hand in the little thing and they get the little buckle.
I've never witnessed that.
It's like a whole little buckle once. Crew. Come on, pay attention. Yeah. Anyway, plus size model Denise Bedeau claims that her fiance, Lil Wayne, kicked her and her daughter out of his house on Mother's Day.
Bitch, you tried.
Now, before the drama, Denise and Wayne first reportedly met back in 2019. They reconnected, began dating during COVID-19, and through the whole pandemic, they were together. Now, they made things Instagram official in June of 2020, just a month after Lil Wayne ended his engagement with another plus-size model, Letitia Thomas. Let me show you a picture of those two during happier times. Oh, she's so pretty. Mm-hmm. Damn, she's not really... When I think plus-size, Why is he dressed like Whoopi Goldberg?
Oh my God, he is.
Why?
It is.
Down to the
that
socks.
That is giving Whoopi down. Right is, at the view.
That is a definitely.
Oh my God.
Definitely anyway, a Whoopi outfit.
Well, here's a picture of Wayne and Denise. Take a look. Okay. Again, she doesn't look plus size to me. She just looked thick and pretty. That's the thing with the industry. They be letting thick girls think they're plus size. Skinny girls think they thick. And then the fat girls, y'all getting all the men. I don't know what y'all are doing. It's like y'all just, the fat is just like butter or something. I don't know. Well, after going public, Denise posted several photos and videos of her and Wayne on her Instagram story and feed, showing off their relationship. Now, it was full of love, laughter, passion, and all those things. And Denise would call Lil Wayne her best friend and lover. Now, nearly 5 years after going public, Denise took to her Instagram on Mother's Day, and it sounded a little different after she alleged that her fiance Lil Wayne not only subjected her to physical abuse, kicking her out of her house, but also made her daughter get up out the house too. Jesus, this all happened right on Mother's Day. This is a mess. Take a look.
Okay, so for everyone DMing me about my story I posted, yeah, this is actually a fact. Wayne literally kicked me and my daughter out on Mother's Day today, and I am just recovering from surgery. I am 5 weeks out from a full mommy maker. I can't even lift boxes, but this man has his assistants and people coming to help kick us out today. Like, and broke up with me on Mother's Day through text.
And
like,
what? Well,
and her birthday's next weekend. And I leave to New York this week for all the Sports Illustrated press. Like, when I tell you that I am absolutely unsure on how to even process my emotions, like, if y'all got lawyer recommendations, please send them, because, you know? So, yeah, I know he has two girls being flown in today, and who knows how many plethora of girls he has. I've been nothing but supportive to this man, loved him till the end of the fucking world, but, like, you literally flew me, uprooted me from New York City where I was living, and brought me here for this bullshit. Like, that's crazy, you guys. Like, these men really be taking advantage. And it's not just the emotional abuse. Like, this man has actually laid a fucking hand on me. Like, nah. Nah. And I took it. You know what's crazy is they always say, like, we're so stupid for love. And I thought it was, like, a mistake. But, like, I know other women he's put his hands on. And today, it's okay, we're about to go back to the house that we live in together with my fucking daughter, and we're gonna see what really goes down, because this is absolutely crazy and a new low. Even for
this is why you don't uproot your life for someone and you have no stake in where you're moving to. Like, your name's not on the house, you don't have ownership in anything. You can, I don't want to live somewhere where I can be put out. That's not going to happen for me. It doesn't work, don't work. And I look, battle it out in court. I don't think it's great to come on to live and be like, oh, he hit me, he hit her, he hit all these women without any evidence. I think she should, like, fight it out the right way. But, like, throwing the allegations out, I don't think it's going to get her far. So I think if it happened to her, she should obviously pursue justice for it. But throwing it out on live, I don't think does much.
Also, my issue when I saw this is, like, the same reason. If he was just Dwayne Carter working a regular 9-to-5, I don't think she would even be in the picture and want to be with him. I don't know her, but that's what I think. And so for me, it's like, the only reason why we know her is because of Lil Wayne. And you can't just now, you cannot just be mad now because he doesn't want you. Like, he is a celebrity. He's a star. He's a GOAT. Like, I don't know. I just don't like her at all. And then to show the daughter, like, that's not even, like, I feel like that was very, what do you call it? Like, he was trying to, like, use her as, like, a prop. Like, look, and she threw out my daughter. Like, we never even seen your daughter ever on Instagram, number one. And two, it's not really his daughter anyways. It's weird.
So, listen, I'm sick and tired of all of you coming to the internet with your problems. Like, we have Trump in the tariff controversy. We have, we can't find eggs. They charging an extra dollar egg in Stockton right now. We have big things going on in the world. And here you are on Instagram with your daughter who looks like she's about to audition for the Baddies in the background in a conversation that a kid shouldn't even find themselves in. Like, it says a lot about you as a mother to have your child as your cohort in a video to attack Lil Wayne with allegations that seem at this point on the surface to be baseless. And how is it that all y'all women getting flown out and moving in and hooking up with these rappers then turn around when you get kicked out and put in your place because there's two more coming to take your spot? You are a plus size model, so those two coming in may fit in your one spot. Either way, why is it now all of a sudden he's the bad guy? Where are all these allegations of being abused along the way? It's like women do this dog whistling to get all of our attention, all the trigger words. He beat me, he hit me, he this, he that. We see what's going on in another story we get ready to talk about. And I'm not here to discredit women who are abused or men who are abused, because y'all be getting abused too. Men do get abused. But I'm really struggling with the fact that you all are taking your gripes to the internet to attack famous people in a way of destroying them, so that way you can hurt them as much as they hurt you. The fact that you didn't have a little rainy day account, so when your rain came to your day, you couldn't get your ass out and go get your own place, shows that you are irresponsible, illogical, a woman, mother, who didn't think about the future of where her child was going to sleep her head at night. So you thought going to the Instagram was going to make us all start a GoFundMe account so y'all can get an Airbnb for the weekend while he brings them hoes in? Nah. We got bigger things to worry about. And no, I'm just saying, like, where does it stop? Now, it's been quiet since Mother's Day.
And I was waiting for Regine to enter the chat, and she didn't even enter the chat.
Regine is going to beat you up when she sees you, and she's going to take your All-American Dream pants. What's the American?
Good American.
Good American pants that Chloe had when she had the oversized body. Yeah. I don't even know if she could fit them things anymore.
Her jeans come in all sizes. Oh, God. Even a 00. Chloe's. It's facts.
Chloe's a 00 now.
So she can still fit.
Well, fans were quick to speculate that Wayne dumped his Puerto Rican princess and Kuwaiti fiance for two white women. Then they warned Wayne not to get Shannon Sharpe. How does Shannon Sharpe make his way into the story? Hello,
messy. Just catching straight.
This show is the reason why we can't get a guest.
Oh. I swear to God.
Right?
I swear to God it is.
Well, we're going to keep on coming back, because that's what happened. The first woman was identified as Lynette West from the TLC reality show MILF Manor. According to Lynette, Wayne slid in her DMs as a fan of hers and the show. They began DMing and FaceTiming each other constantly. Days after, Wayne flew her out to New Orleans, where they hung out at the Essence Festival. How you take a white girl to the Essence Festival with all the black grandmas is crazy. They were then spotted by a fan on an apparent secret date at a restaurant in the French Quarter. After hitting it off in New Orleans, they remained in constant contact. Now, here's Lynette posting from this little DM from Wayne at his concert, and then on FaceTime. Take a look. Of course, what? That's what you do. Why? Why? It's giving desperate housewives in the face with a little extra desperate. And the hands tell it all. Look at them hands. Them hands look like they've been in 10 sinks of palm olive. Either way, since last year's New Orleans connection, it appears Wayne has again flown Lynette out, and this time with a friend to meet him in L.A. as he dumps his fiance. Take a look at more receipts. Why do we know everything? Because y'all post it. Lynette, hope you are happy, you home wrecker. Anyway. Ooh, wait, go back. She needs some cocoa butter.
I would never expect her to look like that.
Look at the bottom jawline.
You know, tracks out in this.
Men don't really, men don't really date you for your face. They date you for your throat.
And the women are only dating him for his pockets. So.
Sorry, listen. You think they looking at that? You think he's looking at?
I'm just saying, Toya was a bad bitch.
Listen, Lynette gave a throat hug one time in the French Quarter and been flown out ever since.
Throat hug is crazy.
Well, here's the second woman identified as Barbie Garcia Gutierrez. Roll it.
It's also not a secret that Lil Wayne loves Lynette. He was a fan of the show. She was not only a fan favorite, but she's a Lil Wayne favorite, you know? And they hang out. They do things once in a while. And she invited me to go to L.A. with them tomorrow. So he's flying us out first class, and we're going to hang out and have a good time. And, oh, my gosh, I need to lay out by a pool. I need to drink a margarita by the sun. You know what I mean? It's just fun being us.
Love of the reason, bitch!
Why do we know this, Barbie? You don't even look like a Barbie. Let's start with that. It's the lack of upper lip for me. If you're going to talk shit, I need full lips. I can't. It's just like, but this is what happens when you get a Build-A-Barbie. You know, you end up with this on the internet. This is my biggest fear. You date somebody, you fly them out to see you. Not on no diddler stuff, but you know, you fly them out, and then bam, it's like they on the internet talking about how you gonna go sip margaritas. Why?
I don't know. Wow.
Next thing we're going to hear, Barbie going to be testifying in the Diddy trial about baby oil and dildo gate. Like, it's too much. It too is much. Entirely too much.
Too much.
What would you do if somebody, well, you're not a public figure as much yet, but when you, if you were, would you be bothered by somebody telling your business to the internet?
Absolutely.
Would you?
Duh. But I feel like I wouldn't even be in these. These just look like random people. Like, I would just be around my real friends.
The first one looked like she grooms cockatoos.
It's just giving, like...
One, the second one looked like she goes around and checks for STDs at tattoo shops. I don't know where he finds these people, but then again, look. It's
the TJ
way.
Maxx parking look, lot, like
look,
me.
Look, I mean...
It's a lot.
And Lil Wayne, you're an icon. This is why Jay-Z didn't let you perform at the Super Bowl, because he ain't like us.
What?
He not like us. Look at what he doing. No, for real. You took that girl to the French Quarter, and now her and Barbie Gutierrez is flowing out, being flown out to sip margaritas poolside at a pool that your ex used to be at, but you put her and her daughter out. And where is your daughter going to go to school if she keeps state hopping because she ain't got nowhere to stay?
Is that his biological
daughter? No.
It's his stepdaughter. Well, what's soon to be stepdaughter.
Yeah.
Well, let me say something to the girlfriend that got kicked out. You do know whatever state you're in, you have squatter rights. Once you're there after 28 days, you ain't got to go nowhere. I'd have laid right down and I'd have got me a margarita. I'd have put on an episode of The Baddies and I'd have been practicing all type of Hail Marys.
You as long know? As she had a piece of mail coming to that residence, she was squat. I wouldn't have got up.
I did not know that. You said 28 days?
Once you have 20, Max but you do can't have get to kicked have a out. Piece, you Max can't go nowhere.
I just mean in general.
Are you plotting on Max?
No, right. I just mean in general. I don't know about nothing about squatting rights. What?
I think you do have to have a piece of mail that comes in your name to the residence.
I can mail you a letter tomorrow, Rob.
So I'll be like, you don't have no bills here.
Let me tell you something. I want you, I'm going to say this to any future boyfriend or person in my life. I would never just put you out with no plan. Like, yeah, I would, we're going to sit down. We're going to separate. We're going to do it right. I'm going to make sure you're good. You're going to make sure you're good. You're going to go about your business. I'm going to go, maybe you go to your house. I'll stay at my house. I would never do that. But once we've done all that and it's time for you to go, you're leaving. I'm not going to go get no eviction. I'm not calling the sheriff. You're going to go. You're going to go. You ain't no kicking and screaming. You're just going to, you're not even going to want to be there, because I wouldn't want to be in a house with a deranged lunatic. You know what I mean? But that's what happens. That's what you become when somebody doesn't want to leave your house. Happens. How can you sleep in a house when you know somebody hates you? They're plotting on you. They're in another room right now. What? Oh, no. You got to leave tonight. In fact, I don't even want to date no more. Just stay out of my house, because this is too much. Oh, Lil Wayne, you're a rock star.
That's where I'm like, it's so sad to see like icons go through this. This is so embarrassing.
And I'm sure she got an expensive engagement ring. So
who?
Her.
Denise.
So she could take that to the store and... sell it.
They've been together for 5 years and she's not a wife yet. Didn't somebody say you shouldn't be a wife for longer than, how many years was it, seven? Or you shouldn't be a girlfriend?
Oh, that was
for
like the, was
Clarence.
I thought it was 5 years.
It was a couple.
What's the girl named Clarence's girlfriend? The singer?
Queen Naija.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she's still a girlfriend, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 10 years later.
I hope in 5 years she's collected some money on the side.
Let me tell you something. If you let somebody test drive your car for 10 years, they ain't buying it.
They're not in a rush.
They are not buying that thing. If that thing, because a lease ain't no, first of all, the value of a car goes down once it comes off the lot.
As soon as you drive it off
so
the lot.
So as soon as he took that car off the lot, your value went down. And then he drove it and wore it in the ground for 10 years. You're not getting a ring. Sorry. I mean, you're not getting a lease. You're not getting anything. Goodbye. All right. Oh, God. Here I go. I got to talk about this. So Cardi B is in the news. She went public with her boyfriend, Stefan. Let's go ahead and just give her a round of applause. Now, I am...
Yes.
I'm the uncle to her children. I am her best friend in real life, so I can talk my shit. So for Barty Gang or the Diggler, whatever your fan group is called, here it comes. Pow, pow. I talked to her today on the way to work because this girl is in love with this boy right here. Okay? Hold on. Offset, I'm sorry, I gotta do my job. After fueling romance rumors between these two, Cardi B now has just gone out there and thrown it all out for the wolves to see, because she went to a game in New York to see the Knicks, which was, you know, it was a big game, which means there were lots of people to be there. Well, she went with New England's Patriot wide receiver, Stephon Diggs. Now, they have been rumored to be in a relationship. I knew that it was a thing. I always text Cardi and be like, it's too fast, too soon, too fast. Like, come on, just like take a break. I want her to be outside Cardi. I still have yet to party with Cardi as a single woman running and burning these streets down together. She's not staying true to the pack. She's out there doing her thing. And now there's a whole new love in hip hop, and it's not a TV show. It's these two. The pair were first linked in October 2024 and made headlines for a Valentine's Day date in February 2025. We saw her getting out the car. It was a whole thing where people were like, how could you even let this happen? Well, 3 months later, the couple were spotted walking into Madison Square Garden, holding hands, and later they were cozied up courtside. Don't believe me? Here's the receipt. Take a look. Now, she has her hand in photo number two under his arm, holding his hand between his legs near his Cocker Spaniel. Now look, as we all know, as we know, Cardi filed for divorce from Offset back in July of 2024. In 2017, the former on and off again couple began dating and welcomed their three children. Now we know that they have 6-year-old daughter Culture, 3-year-old son Wave, and now another daughter, 8-month-year-old baby, who we haven't even seen yet, and they believe the name is Blossom, and which is crazy. I haven't even asked her kid's name because it's a secret thing. I talked to her today. I said, Cardi, are you really? I'm in love. And then, I can't say because I was on private. Well, anyway, me and Culture had a conversation on the phone today about the whole situation. Yes, and I told Culture, I will slide in your DMs and we'll talk offline. Now, he's previously dated my friend, actress Taye Heckert, and he has an 8-year-old daughter named Nova with ex Tyler Marie. Stephon has also allegedly dated or had flings with Jada Chavez, Young Miami, Bridget Kelly, Winter Blanco, Mulan Hernandez, Solangia, Alicia Renee, and Danny the Dream. I don't know why we had to list his whole list of people, but nonetheless, that he's a player or has been a player. Or he just crushes a lot. Either way, are we happy to see Cardi with a man?
1,000%.
Yes, absolutely.
I was screaming when I saw these photos. It's absolutely so cute.
She deserves it.
You have the reason, bitch.
I don't think
she deserves it. You see what Offset is putting her through? Dirt, mud, storms, snow, blizzard, hail, rain. She deserves all these things.
I don't think she should wait forever and be single. I know you want to party with her single, but I don't think she'll have time to date in that way. She's about to put an album out. She's going to start
followed
touring.
Followed by a tour.
Exactly.
Followed by three kids. We haven't even seen the third kid's face yet. I think she should be single for a while. I think just like Larsa Pippen on the Jason Lee show, I told her, let that thing breathe for a while. Just be solo dolo.
Not that thing.
Why do we need to just jump right into a relationship? Don't you think she should just take
but
a
I
break?
Feel like Larsa and Cardi are just relationship girls. They don't get me in the streets.
No.
They give me like they want to be like in the couch.
And I'm liking this. It's giving like the Taylor Swift playbook. Now she got the athletes, so she's going to be at all the games, and then now the press is going to be on Cardi when she's at the games, and then now everybody's going to want to go to her tour, and it's all this chocolate love. I love it.
But Cardi doesn't date for press. She doesn't date
I'm not
for
saying
club.
That. I'm just saying she,
it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
I get it. But first of all, no disrespect to you, Offset, but I know you're crashing out over this man, over this man being around you, your girl, your kid. Well, she's not your girl anymore, so I know the crash out is happening, although it's maybe happening quietly because we don't see it. But I know Offset is just... Anyway. Am I hating by wanting to see my friend single for a while?
Yes.
No, you just want some friend time.
Yeah,
get it.
You want to be selfish.
But yeah, selfish, but you're not hating.
Why can't be the third wheel?
Never that. First of all, I like Stephon. Let's be clear.
Yeah,
Stephon,
I met
him through Kichi. That's how I met him through Kichi. Mm. So like he's been around and he's a really nice, I mean, fashion stylish guy, nice guy, very good looking.
And he looks so
but
normal.
But I think that's what she's caught. I think she's caught up in this web of love and lust that is just, you know, men that look like this. Yes, I'm saying this, Stephon. Men that look like you, become problematic because you know how good you look. You know you got your own money. You don't need nobody for nothing. I'm sure you got groupies. You've been a man around town. I'm just saying, don't hurt my girl because the internet will be very vicious. And I want this to work out. She seems very happy. So if he is in her life at some point, I will be in his because I'm that friend.
But there's only a limited amount of women, like super powerful, iconic women like this. If you are standing next to her, you're going to hold on to that. You better.
No, but I feel like at the same time, Offset was that, but he feels intimidated at the same time, you know? You can like be intimidated and then just treat him like shit.
Well,
like
first of all, men holding on to something. Men are born with slippery hands. Let's just start with that, okay? Hey, that's why none of our relationships work, because we all the same. All of us. We're all hopeless romantics until we find it, and then we're just hopeless. So, I mean, I pray that this works out because I want my girl to be happy, and ultimately she does seem very happy, and that just makes me happy. I'm not being a hater. I'm just being cautious. And Stefan, this is no hate towards you. This could be anybody, even if Pete Davidson was sitting right here.
Could you imagine? Yeah,
he had a list too, huh?
Because Pete Davidson finds a way to slip in somebody's life, huh? Rob, calm down.
I didn't say what?
He got what?
That was not that. I was saying
Rob goes straight to the genitals. Is that not what you were saying?
No, that was like he's had a list of very beautiful women that he's been associated with. Like he's been associated with big
Ariana, what are you doing?
Yeah, he's had a list of powerful, successful, beautiful, iconic women as well.
How do you think he got them?
Through love and kind words and compassion.
Word street, but... No, what's the word on the street?
Through his jokes on Saturday Night Live.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Oh, side note. So I was at the gym not too long ago, and I ran into Will Ferrell. And he's there all the time. I never say anything to him, but I walked up to him and I said, great skit on SNL. And he just started laughing. And he was like, yeah, we pulled that one out the hat. But it was like, you're Will Ferrell. Like, anyway.
What?
He's an icon. Yeah, he's nobody bothers. Okay. Well, Cardi, I'm happy for you. I'm not really hating. I'm just like overly cautious. And I'll be here if it works. And I'll be here if it doesn't work. But all I ask is please don't be like the couple we talked about earlier, like Lil Wayne. If it don't work, don't go to the internet. Because I cannot take another Blueface and Krishan. I am muting accounts at this point. As soon as you go live and say, let me tell you about... Mute. Done.
Kind of. I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. How dare you?
It's too soon for that.
No, I'm rooting for you is basically what I'm saying. How dare you get in another relationship? All right. Anyway, good luck, y'all. Bye. All right. Put it up. Kim Kardashian is in trial for a robbery that happened almost 10 years ago. I don't know why they're barely in trial now. I know why. Because she posts everything on the damn internet and got robbed. Let me show you the ring that she posted on social media years ago. This was the ring that she had to share to all the poor people out there in the world because we're keeping up with the Kardashians and we kept up with her. And guess what? They kept the ring. Well, at least they tried because they robbed her. Now, this happened in Paris, France years ago. And look, it's been a thing ever since because we've had to listen to it. Now, I'm going to speed up the story. Why? Because I don't want to talk about it. I'm so sick of talking about the Kardashians. Okay, this is a guy who is accused of being a fence, which is basically known for people who buy expensive-ass jewelry and stuff that they steal. Let me show you this guy. His name is Marceau Baumgartner. Yeah, well, this guy apparently worked with a bunch of men who went into her room at gunpoint, held her there, tied her up, put her in a bathroom, a bathtub, and took a $4 million ring. I showed you the ring already. Well, now, nearly a decade later, Kim is reliving the whole terrifying thing, and it's all over the news because it interrupted my special programming today when I was trying to figure out what the Trump terrorists was doing. Because the 10 men that were accused of orchestrating this whole thing while Kanye was somewhere else, anyway, they're in a whole situation. They organized this whole Hollywood heist that should have been in Ocean's 13, 14, and 15 by planning it out. Now, prosecutors are saying that the men were accused of being a part of some seasoned gang that the French media called the grandpa robbers. Well, they're all in their 60s and 70s.
Grandpa.
Do we care?
Respectfully, no.
Do we care?
Not really.
we're glad that you're okay, Kim. We're glad that you look good at court. We're really glad, sincerely, that you didn't die. Mm-hmm. But we don't care. We don't care about your ring. We don't care about you being rich and famous no more. You know, I think the love for the Kardashians and the love for, like, the super celebrities kind of changed with social media and everything, right? Like, Sexy Red was big a year ago. Do you hear about her anymore? Megan Thee Stallion was big about a year ago. Do we really hear her anymore? I mean, like, we don't live in the Kim Kardashian superstar world really anymore. And we honestly, we don't care. I think people just got real life things happening right now, no?
And we're just exhausted. Kardashian, I feel like it's just exhausting.
Yeah, that went on for too long.
It's tired.
Well, I would have watched this if Kanye would have testified.
Seeing you show the engagement photo really made me sad because I'm like, that's like the era I love. When he was smiling and looked all happy in that picture, that was sad to see. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Just leave the buttons alone. Just leave it alone, Jason. Just leave it.
That button is buried.
Bling, bling, bling.
Oh.
Bitches is mad.
Okay, it wasn't shady.
No, I'm just saying, like, again, we get it. Anything Kim does is going to be news. So the fact that it's been talked about all day, it's been talked about again today, it's going to be news because the machine of media decided to make her famous, mm-hmm. right?
And I saw people being like, she's probably doing this to get the attention from Kanye's crash out. But I'm like, this is literally legal court law.
Now, what is interesting is why has this been going on for 10 years?
It's not 10.
Yes, it's been about 10 years.
Oh, my God. Sure
Well, either way, we're glad that you're okay, Kimmy. Who is that? Is that Kris Jenner next to her?
Yes.
Who did you think it was? Michael Jackson.
It looks like Michael Jackson. It doesn't.
It does.
That's a little bit.
But Kim is now looking like Kris. You saw the photo of her with the hat and the coat.
Hold on.
Oh hell.
Why is Kris dressed up like Bruce?
She's wearing her loafers now.
She literally looks. If Caitlyn was to pull her hair, but that okay. I'm not gonna do that. Because I recently texted Kris and asked if we can have a truce. She ignored me.
She read it though, right?
I don't look back to see about her text to see if she read it. Her phone number 10 numbers like mine. Give a shit. But I did in good faith reach out to say, hey Kris, like you know,
yeah,
like. Come on. Come
on. Did you
put
an emoji? Like,
no.
Hopefully it'll happen now.
Listen, I'm not hanging on her clitoris. Okay. She's a mother of 7 women. Wait. Kylie, Kendall, Chloe, Kim, Courtney, Caitlin. Okay.
Rob.
I was talking about the women in her life.
Girls.
Okay.
And then let's do grandkids.
No, you want to see a picture of her grandkids? That's what they do.
Post, yeah.
This show's a mess.
Oh my God.
Okay, but either way, Kris, this was not your best look. I'm sorry. Is this a Tom Brown suit? Is it what it like with the tie is given trans? I don't know what's happening here. The face is just, I mean, the whole thing. And Kris. By the way, I just watched the OJ documentary the other day, which is riveting on Netflix. She was friends with Nicole Brown Simpson while her father was representing O.J. Simpson. So you know their household, there was a bunch of fights at dinner or not. Maybe they were about at the dinner saying, like, let's keep making money off black people. I don't know. Either way, there's a lot going on here. And Kris probably is never going to call you back, so I'm going to just keep talking. All right. Glad you're good, Kimmy. Bye. All right. Well, listen. It's time. Diddy trial. It's on and popping. If you are not watching television and social media right now, you are missing a whole bunch of nothing. Sean Diddy, there's nothing happening except for the fact that we're learning that he's a big old nasty freak. And she was doing a lot of freaky things. Now, this is where I'm confused. And Rob is our emotional coach and she's our researcher. So between the three of us, we're going to break down what's happening in Diddy. Do it. Or did he not? Sean Diddy Combs, sex trafficking and racketeering conspiracy trial. That's what he's being accused of. Sex trafficking and racketeering is underway and display for all of us to see. The testimonies have been graphic, shocking, and just plain old nasty. As things unfold in the courtroom, prosecutors and witnesses like Diddy's ex Cassie Cassandra Ventura, who's expecting baby number 3 with hubby Alex Fine, who used to be Diddy and Cassie's trainer, that Diddy hired who they said he was training Diddy first. His name is Alex Fine. Anyway, why? I just said what I said. Well, anyway, there's a sex worker named Daniel Phillip who's entered the chat. Now, he's testifying that Diddy allegedly directed him to sexually engage with Cassie, including role-playing scenarios and specific sex acts like urination. He also alleged that Diddy would offer drugs, which he declined. Now, Daniel has also alleged that Diddy paid him thousands of dollars for the sex sessions, but sometimes wouldn't give him a dime if he couldn't perform up to Diddy's standards, like when he couldn't get an erection after watching Diddy allegedly beat Cassie. In one alleged incident, Daniel said Cassie asked him to urinate on her and in her mouth. Let me show you what Daniel Phillip had to say about Cassie. He said, "So Cassie was actually the one that asked me to urinate on her. They had just come out of the room and she asked me if I had ever done that before and I said no. And she told me to do it. And apparently I was doing it wrong because they both stopped me and told me that I was supposed to let a little out at a time and not go full like take a leak on her." I have to stop here by saying that I'm into a lot of things. I am open-minded. I am flexible, not in that way. I am down to try some stuff. I'm drawing the line at getting peed or crapped on. What is sexy about being urinated on? I'm sure you've been urinated on.
Oh my God.
Rob.
No. Have you?
No.
Rob.
No.
The notes are so
hold on, hold on, hold on.
Rob. Rob. It's a safe space.
Rob. Nobody's listening. Go.
No. I will never lay in a bed that has urine, that is urine soaked.
Have you been in a shower and been urinated on?
Possibly.
I know my friend.
Not like, listen. We're not going to talk about my sexcapades here, but I would never let pee come near me.
What is sexy about being urinated on?
I don't. I think it's maybe like a dominance thing. Some people may like to be dominated that way. I think it might be like a humiliation, like control thing. I don't know. I'm not a person who likes to get peed on or pee on people. That is not my thing.
Have you been peed on?
No.
Marina.
I pee on my own feet when I'm in the shower, but that's it.
But I mean, I think everybody kind of pees when they're in the shower. I don't want to sex shame because there's a lot of you big old freaks out there watching right now who are like, ooh, I want to get peed on. You know, look, there used to be, ugh. Anyway, I'm not going to go there. I don't hear anything illegal in that first answer, though. You hire somebody. You give them gifts. Maybe that's prostitution, whatever. But, like, I don't hear racketeering or conspiracy. Well, Daniel alleged that Diddy was masturbating as he urinated on Cassie, claiming he was always sitting in the corner masturbating his little thing. And occasionally he would tell me to step off and back off because he was going to get some. And I would be sitting in the corner watching. He also said that Diddy would complain about a lack of baby oil during sex. Now, reportedly, as Daniel testified, Diddy's three oldest daughters left the courtroom. Let me just set the scene. His kids and family, mom, and everybody is sitting in the courtroom as people were talking about how they got peed on. Despite Daniel's claims, Cassie later detested the urination acts, testifying, "I didn't want it. It was disgusting. It was too much. I choked. No one could think I wanted it. It was obvious I didn't want to be on the ground being urinated on by two men." Now, she alleged that she was often peed on by sex workers and even Diddy, both unwanted experiences. Now, reacting to the claims about Cassie initiating urination acts, Boosie, Lil Boosie, friend to the show, had this to say. She liked the piss in her mouth. Don't see any crime he has done. Everything was consensual. She enjoyed the sex thrills and all the gifts after. I see no crime but domestic violence in this case. Shaking my head, but they let Hugh Hefner do whatever he wanted to do. This was sad. If he was black, he would have been in prison. Let's keep it 1,000. It's crazy how sex parties become crimes. What do you think? Crime?
No, and I don't think that the prosecution is presenting this to say it's a crime. I think they're presenting this information to make him look like a person who disparaged women, who treated women very poorly, and to set up an image of him with the jury where they're looking at him like he could absolutely do the things that they're saying. Whereas Cassie is, 8.5 months pregnant, sitting on the stand, having to recant, like having to recall being men peeing on her and peeing in her mouth. So I think they're doing a great job at making her showing her as a victim of these violent acts. But this isn't necessarily the crime.
But listen, he also paid her allegedly. $20 million settlement.
30. Mm-hmm.
Okay, to go away. And so there's that. The second thing is, isn't there something to be said that she's 8 months pregnant with her third child, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
By the man who her boyfriend, who's on trial for, hired as their trainer. Like, you're sleeping with the help.
But it's also, I'm sure, did he already? No, I'm sure information is going to come out about, I believe it has already, about
her. You're
not
on the prosecution.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying I'm on the prosecution. I'm just saying, while you're giving that perspective, I'm saying what I think the prosecution is doing. I don't think they're saying that peeing on her was a crime.
Oh, no. I agree with you. They're trying to paint him as the monster. Monster. I get it. But here's the deal. When it comes specifically to this part of all the testimony and stuff, why do we care that he peed on her? It's his girlfriend. He could pee on her if she wants to. She let him. She didn't file a complaint. She didn't call no friends. She didn't write it in her journal. She didn't write a note. She didn't slide a note to the driver. She didn't call Nicole. She didn't. What?
But I think that's the point. It's leading up to the fact that she had been in under him as an artist for so long, and he had been recording her with these heinous acts and allowing her to record music and never putting her music out. So,
and this is only a part of the larger conversation, because she would say, if she said no to stuff, that he would like put hands on her.
I'm not disrespecting anybody by saying this next statement. And again, I'm not defending Diddy, because I'm just here reporting the story. But how many Cassie songs can you name?
It's me and you.
Give me another one.
But that's part of the problem.
No, because he didn't put the music out. Did the first music sell?
Yes. Well, that was a hit.
What song?
Me and you.
That was a hit.
Why you point to her? Because you don't know the name of it. But you don't know the name of it.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying, it's not Me, Myself, and I. It's not Irreplaceable. It's not Halo. It's not. Who sung all those songs?
But I think
sung those songs?
I think she was.
Who sung those songs? Right. But so we know the names, right? So I'm just saying, like, y'all in here playing.
That's her point. She couldn't get to Irreplaceable status because.
She's not Beyonce, so we're not going to do that. But the point is, I get what you're saying. She's alleging that her career suffered as a result of her being in this relationship that she chose to be in with this guy.
But I think I think she was saying in the beginning, yes, the relationship was great, that being with him was like exciting. I was learning all these new things. But then as it progressed, her job became have sex with all these people every day, and she didn't get to. She could leave and go, you know, do something for press, but then she would have to come back and continue sex acts all day. So her whole career became being used as a sex slave, essentially.
Well, when Cassie testifies, she alleged that during her 10 years with Diddy, she was subjected to drugs, arguments, physical and psychological abuse, and then sexual abuse, akin to the alleged freak-offs, that she said she was forced to set up initially fine escorts on Craigslist, then strip clubs and referrals. She also said she was forced to do them despite being on her period, but she pretended to enjoy the alleged freak-offs so that Diddy wouldn't do them with someone else. Explain that. How do you explain that, Rob?
Explain what?
She did the freak-offs so he wouldn't do it with nobody else.
I don't know the context of that. But I know the thing.
Take that context I just gave you. Explain that to me.
I can't.
No, but if she's saying, I did all of this because I didn't want him to do it with nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I know she said she felt like she couldn't say no because he would get violent. But that I don't know.
Okay. I'm just saying, this onion is getting interesting as you peel it back. Now, Cassie testified that after sex workers ejaculated on her, Diddy allegedly wanted her to put the semen on his nipples. First of all, I hate the word nipple in general. I just don't even
hate
like the
it,
word.
Man.
I hate that word.
I hate it too.
Nipples. This just screams big old freak.
Mm-hmm.
Ew. Number one, ew. I am not a fan of body fluids. I don't want you rubbing your body fluids on me. First of all, you put them on her. Now she got to put them on me. The transfer of fluidity is just too excessive for me. For real.
Now it's thinned out and
it's
sticky.
It's sticky.
Icky of it all.
It's, you know when it gets just crusty? Oh my God. I'm
just a bunch of kids living all on your chest. Well, anyway, She even claimed that the alleged freak-offs became a job, leaving her with no time to do anything else but to do that. And then she would have to recover. She said that she signed to Diddy back in 2006, and it was for a 10-album deal, but she only released one and was never paid for anything else. And she claimed the longest alleged freak-off lasted 4 days. She admitted to giving the feds laptops, adding that she was blackmailed if she ever went against Diddy. This is why I think it's just better to be single. And I'm going to tell you why. You be with somebody for 10 years, y'all doing this freaky deaky stuff, and then at the end, you want $20 million because they said she alleged to try to put a book out on him a few times that was stopped, and then all of a sudden, right before it went out, she was able to get the bag, and then now here comes the trial. Isn't this just reason to be single?
No.
No.
It's reason to not be in a relationship that is violent.
Violence is what it, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, of course, but when he's not on trial for being a violent boyfriend. He's on trial for alleging to be engaged in sex trafficking.
That response was just to your question of, should this be,
but
should,
what I'm saying
should
is,
you be single?
In anything I just said, do you hear crime?
No, and I don't think that's what this is meant to be.
So is Diddy getting out?
No.
No.
Why he ain't getting out?
I'm sure the prosecution has a lot more that's going to
OJ had a blood trail, Bronco chase. Hold on, glove behind the building. Cato Kalen, he had intent, motive. He had time cut on his hand. Blood droplets on the car. And he was not guilty.
He was found not guilty. Yes,
he was not guilty in a court of law.
Yeah, correct. He was found not guilty in a court of law. And I think we kind of talked about that too. And I think, if you don't have overwhelming evidence that someone is guilty, you have to be very careful about how you approach it. And them having him put that tiny little glove on in the courtroom was a major misstep for them. And he was sitting there showing that glove off, and that was the perfect opportunity for that famous
so
line.
So in this case, where you don't have anybody showing off that nipple with the kids on it, what do we have here?
But I think we do have an overwhelming amount of evidence that shows a history of...
We're not talking about the dildo collection.
No, I'm not talking about that.
I think that video is going to be the hardest thing.
I said we have... That's what I was going to say. We have an overwhelming amount of evidence that shows a track record of him manipulating people to prevent his violent nature and the way he was abusive to her in the relationship from coming out. I'm not saying that's the crime, but I am saying that's going to be hard for the jury to unsee and unthink. We didn't have a video of OJ stabbing someone. We didn't have a video of OJ doing those things. So I'm saying it's going to be a lot harder for this juror, which is a very mixed jury. There's a lot of older women on that jury. It's going to be very hard for them to see this pregnant woman sitting up there talking about being peed in her mouth and being beaten and watching the video. It's going to be very hard for them to sit back and go, I don't think he could do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have not heard any crime related to the charges.
But isn't coercion on there?
Did you? No. Stop adding to the
it
crime.
It is a charge.
Excuse
and coercion
me,
is
excuse me.
Hitting.
Stop. Coercion is something. It ain't the crime on this. It is conspiracy. It is sex trafficking. And it is not listed in what we just talked about. We heard nipples. We talked about ejaculation. We talked about, there's even claims that she has sores on her tongue from engaging in tongue stuff, okay? We heard about some hookers he may have paid to come and do some stuff. He jacked off while she did this. I heard nasty, big old nasty, trifling freak. I did not hear crime.
I hear sex trafficking. I think that's
where you hear the sex trafficking.
Because this woman is being, she's being used essentially for sex, and she has no recourse to escape because he has her on video.
She didn't say she did not say he made me do it. I did not just. Did anybody hear me say that she said he out of her own mouth?
But that's the play on words.
Wait. In her own words, did we hear her say? He made me do it with these guys.
You don't have to hear her say those words for wordplay in court to make sense. If you can get a person on stand to say, I did not want men peeing on me. I did not want to be in violent sexual situations. I did not want to be dragged out of the hallway.
Can I ask you a question, Rob? Can I ask you a personal question? This is just to set, just to clarify. And this is for our audience. I apologize.
I'm not an attorney now.
No. But I'm now going to be an attorney like Rob, and I'm going to ask for some evidence, okay, in the case. Okay. Have you ever been involved with somebody sexually and somebody scat on one another?
What
is that? Pooted?
Hold on. I'm just, what? Excuse me. I'm asking the court. I'm asking you a question in the courtroom. Have you ever been in a situation? I'm not saying you're the scatter or the scattee. I'm just saying, have you ever been in a situation where in the midst of a sexual act, scatting happened?
No.
That's a lie. Okay, but let me ask you, in a situation like that, did either party want that to happen?
Probably not.
Okay, so does one get to come years later and go, that person had sex with me and made me scat? No, listen, this is the thing. I'm not going to weigh in and say that she did or didn't do it because clearly she got beat in the video. He beat her. There's no doubt about that. He's a monster. No doubt about that. They say he killed Tupac or Biggie. They look, whatever. I'll say alleged. Maybe he had people killed. He was a bully. I said myself he was evil. I heard he was the devil. All those bad things can exist. I'm asking for the elements of the crime that he's being charged with right now. And what I said, I did not hear. He forced her to have sex with other people against her will.
But again, I'm saying I don't think that the prosecution has brought that forward yet. I think they're just setting the stage for to make him look like a violent person.
No doubt. Well, listen, Cassie, we're going to be here watching you talk for the next few days. I want justice for Cassie. I want justice for anybody involved. Listen, if you were forced to put baby oil or dildos on Diddy, please call whatever hotline is taking that information. And those people that are in the courtroom are coming out and saying, in fact, this lawyer, this journalist right here said that people in the courtroom were so annoyed, they were just leaving. Don't believe me? Take a look.
Okay, guys, so I just came out of the Diddy trial. Got a ton of notes for you guys. I'm going to break down these videos. I got to get out of NYC, though, but I hate to say it. The bottom line is people who came to watch the case were walking out. I hate to say it, we were getting bored in there with Cassie's testimony. I think everybody thought it was gonna be explosive. This is a RICO case. They're trying to show S trafficking, if you know what I mean. And I hate to say it, but the government is doing a terrible job at showing it.
So clearly the federal government is not doing its job because there's federal charges. Now, you wanna arrest him for domestic violence, being an asshole, being evil, nutting on nipples, you can do all that. I just don't think this is going to stick. Now, what happens? Here's my question. What happens if Diddy gets out, found not guilty?
I think everyone's going under. I think he's going to sing like a bird and everyone's going under. Mm-hmm. Either way, whether he's free or locked up forever, I feel like it's over with. Mm-hmm. Don't you? I feel like everyone's going to come forward.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get off. I think it's going to be very hard for them to prove this case, but I think that they will.
Okay, well, we'll keep watching. Look, I pray for peace with everybody involved. His kids have to go there and see it. The mom has to go there and see it. And we're all waiting to see what the outcome of this is going to be. This is sad because Cassie is such a beautiful, nice soul. And Diddy, you know what they've been saying about you for a long time. You know, the devil, darkness, whatever. But either way, we'll be watching. Okay, goodbye. I'm getting a headache from all this toxicity. Listen, for all of you guys watching, we only do the show because you want to know what we think, but I don't want to talk about this every day. There will be a day where we hang it up flat screen at some point, because, I mean, like, we have to talk about this all the time. This has been a busy week. Even this one right here, Tory Lanez stabbed in prison, and then now Kelce, the frenemy of Megan Thee Stallion, who was alleged to have been sleeping with Tory, might be the shooter. There have been new updates in the Megan Thee Stallion's 2020 shooting case. Not only has Tory Lanez, who was convicted in the case, been attacked while serving his prison sentence, but Megan's former bestie, Kelce Harris, is back in the hot seat. This is the hottie. After her bodyguard came forward with a new statement. Now, before we even get into the update, let's just find out what happened to good old Tory. A few days ago, news broke that Tory Lanez was stabbed in prison and airlifted to a hospital. Now, they're saying that he was stabbed like 14 times. Mm-hmm. He didn't die, but, you know, let's give him a round of applause. He didn't die. Oh, yeah. It would be too much this week if Tory Lanez was stabbed and killed in prison. God. Okay.
Yeah, it was 14 times.
All right. Well, the following day, an updated statement was posted to his Instagram. Take a look. Tory was stabbed 14 times, including 7 wounds to his back, 4 to his torso, 2 to the back of his head, and 1 to the left side of his face. Both of his lungs collapsed, and he was placed on a breathing apparatus. He is now breathing on his own. Despite being in pain, he is talking normally, in good spirits, and deeply thankful to God that he is pulling through. He also wants to thank everyone for their continued prayers and support. A few days later, it was revealed that Tory Lanez was reportedly stabbed by a fellow inmate named Santino Casio. He is currently serving a life sentence for murder. Let me show you a picture of the suspect. This is the guy that they say stabbed him. Well, Casio, who's been in prison since February 2004, was put in restricted housing pending an investigation into Tory's stabbing, which WAC 100 believes was race and gang motivated. Now, Tory Lanez is currently serving 10 years for allegedly shooting fellow rapper Megan Thee Stallion. Now, Megan once said they were never together. At least she told Gayle King that. Then later in a documentary admitted that they were involved. The rumor on the street, and I'm the street, was that these three were all at Kylie Jenner's house. Lots and lots of alcohol. They were super drunk. Tory, who was allegedly sleeping with Kelsey and also allegedly sleeping with Meg, ended up hitting on Kylie Jenner. Kylie put them all out the house in the car. They on the way driving with the bodyguard. Fight breaks out. All of a sudden, pow, pow, and she is shot. Well, from day one, Tory's been saying that he didn't do it. From day two, everybody says she did it. And every day, Megan said Tory did it. But Megan was so drunk, she probably don't know who did it. The internet was divided. Megan never came on our show because she thought we sided with Tory or whatever. Or maybe she had too much to drink and forgot the address. Either way, she never showed up. Okay? Now, Megan was shot in her feet back in July of 2020. Now, in December 2022, Tory got convicted of all three charges related to the crime. Assault with a semi-automatic firearm, carrying a loaded and unregistered firearm in a vehicle, and discharging a firearm with gross negligence. Now, during the trial, Tory's defense team tried to prove his innocence by alleging that Kelsey was guilty as the shooter. However, that claim fell through. Now, especially important to note is that Tory never took the stand, and Kelsey pleaded the fifth and was granted immunity. 2.5 years after Tory's conviction, Kelsey's bodyguard now has come forward alleging that she fired the gun that shot Megan Thee Stallion. And this is what the lawyer had to say about that statement.
Not long ago, Unite the People was approached by a gentleman named Bradley James. Mr. James informed us he was working as the bodyguard and driver for Ms. Kelsey Harris during Mr. Peterson's trial. As such, he was in close proximity and he had privy to conversations she was having with her husband and others. Mr. James informed us he was not under a non-disclosure agreement or a confidentiality agreement and was free to speak with Unite the People, and that he was doing it because his conscience would not let him not speak and leave a man in prison for something he did not do. Mr. James informed Unite the People that he was a witness to the conversation Ms. Harris had, where she stated she had the gun, she fired it three times, Mr. Peterson grabbed her arm and knocked it down, and the gun fired two more times. In essence, Mr. Peterson never shot anybody, never even touched that gun, never fired the gun. This statement aligns with the statement of the only non-party witness to the case, Mr. Sean Kelly, who at trial testified. He saw two women fighting, two men break up the fight, one man grabbed the other one's arm, gunshots came from the passenger side. Passenger side is where Ms. Harris was sitting. This further iterates that Mr. Peterson did not shoot Ms. Pete, did not shoot at Ms. Pete, or did not assault Ms. Pete. It's just another irregularity in a list of irregularities in this case. For example, there were three potential suspects in the car that night, and yet the only DNA sample was taken of Mr. Peterson, even though unknown DNA was found on the gun. Why wasn't Ms. Harris's DNA taken? Or was it taken and the information simply never given to the defense? Why wasn't the driver of the car, Mr. Jaquan Smith's DNA taken? Or was it taken and again, simply not given to the defense?
So now with this new information and Kelsey, taking her little deal, what happens now? Free Tory or not?
I've been saying free Tory. I've been saying something's weird about Kelsey, and everyone thought I was crazy. So what? Respect to the law.
Free him or what?
Free him.
I mean, I think, of course, he's going to have a day in court to be free. But
and he's been saying,
how does he have a day to be? No,
if
he no.
New evidence that
means they either need to appeal with the new evidence,
yeah,
or the governor has to give him immunity. At this point, Governor Newsom is ruining California. He should just let him out, right?
I don't know.
Okay, well, listen, there's a whole other situation going on now where Tory's team is alleging that the rapper was stabbed shortly after a news outlet contacted Megan Thee Stallion's team about their new information. Take a look.
I believe we've been made aware that a member of the media, Mr. Giano Caldwell, was working on an op-ed for the New York Post regarding Mr. Peterson's innocence. During his work on that op-ed, he became aware of some information in Unite the People's possession regarding a statement that was given to Unite the People by someone with information relevant to that case. The New York Post recently reached out to the prior district attorney, George Gascon, Megan Peet and her representatives, and Kelsey Harris and her representatives. The only party that responded was last week was Megan Peet's representatives with a request for more information. A few days later, Mr. Peterson's brutally attacked in his jail cell.
I don't know, it's getting really spicy. So are they now saying that Megan probably put a hit on him? Is that what they're
saying? The fact that that guy's serving life in prison, I'm like, I don't know how this works, jail stuff, but I'm intrigued.
Intrigued by what point, Marina? What's intriguing? Like, wait. What is intriguing about prison?
Like how messages are delivered. What are you promised? If you're serving life in prison,
Noodles and noodles. They will kill you for noodles.
You know, I just started Prison Break, that show. So I'm really interested now in prison stuff.
Okay.
It's really listen, old.
Chris Brown has now surfaced and he immediately reacted to the updates and said this on a story. Free Tory. Tory has also started a petition seeking signatures from a pardon from Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. He hopes that Newsom corrects a deep injustice. Take a look at the petition. You can go right over there and sign it. Mm-hmm.
If he didn't do it, he should be freed and he should be compensated for the time he did have to spend in jail. But I think they do have to prove what actually happened in the circumstances.
If Tory Lanez is found to be not guilty and she said she saw him shoot her and it's revealed that she shot her and he didn't do it, she needs to go to prison.
I don't think that works that way.
1,000%. Are you crazy?
I'm saying I don't know if it would work.
Rob,
that way.
You know what's so crazy? You have selective amnesia.
I don't.
You don't never know anything. You don't never recall anything. You can never think of anything. You sound like Marina giving me the Instagram to the dancer.
No, I'm saying he was here. Oh, you never gave me
the. I'm we're saying. Not even talking about that. The point is that you never remember. Let me be very clear. Let me just give you a straight question to see if you, with all your little black historical college education, can think through this. Okay.
Sure.
She said that he shot her. She saw him shoot her.
Correct.
The lawyer's now saying that the bodyguard who was in the car, who was sober, who was guarding the bodies, saw her shoot her.
Mm-hmm.
If it's proven that the bodyguard is true, that the corroborating witness, which would be Tory, says yes, and then she's found to have been involved or lied, and he's freed. The question is simple. Should she go to prison?
You changed the conversation. Yes, you did. No. I'm saying, I was going to say, before you cut me off.
Liar.
I was going to say, in order for her to go to jail for this, it would have to be proven that she conspired to lie and set Tory up.
But even if she didn't conspire, why would you say Tory shot me?
Again, I like when people cut me off. I don't let me finish my thought.
Don't try to be a victim because you want to fix it now. Because you were a man ago. I don't know. I don't have enough information.
Correct. I was saying, should she go to jail because she said she didn't? Because she thought this person did it. No, you have to prove that she. No, you have to prove that she intended to lie. What I'm saying is, if she was just confused in the moment, no, she shouldn't go to jail. But
confused
if she,
in the moment,
if she was confused because to accuse someone.
This is the thing. I've never been shot or shot at.
I have.
Correct. You have. So
and
I'm
when
saying,
I found out who did, you know what I said? He did it.
Correct.
And the people that did it were convicted. Now that'd be like me coming back and saying I really lied. They did it.
Correct. But what I'm saying is. Is there an instance where I believe I could be drunk and a gun comes out and I get shot and I didn't exactly see who did it, but I believe this person did it? Yes. So I'm saying it would have to be proven that she intended to lie and set Tori up, then if that's the case, she should absolutely go to jail. But if she just didn't know who did it and she thought he was the person who did it and everybody around her saying he did it, then no, she shouldn't go to jail. She just didn't know what happened.
Everybody around her wasn't around her. It was only them four.
You're talking about perjury.
Hold on.
Correct.
Hold on. And guess what? Correct. Tori DM'd me some time ago. I never like to put receipts out, but let me go ahead and just pull it out.
Man, free him.
I'm going to tell you exactly what Tori said to me. Hold on. Tori Lanez. Let me go back to the pre-stabbing dates. Hold on.
Oh, God.
Tori Lanez. Okay. In a text message between Tori and I said, yo. He said, what's good? I said, how you surviving that bullshit? Wish we could have sat down before you left. Because you know me and him hung out with Madonna when they were messing around. Don't believe me? Take a look at this photo. I said, do you have a number? He said, what's yours? Let me move on to the text messages now. Then we started to text message each other. I said, how are you? How you been? He said, incredible, in very high spirits and preparing to physically come home this year. I said, when? I need to come in there and get an interview, LOL. He said, I can't say exact days, but I know I'll be home this year. I said, how long you been gone? I'm so confused by your case. He said, actually, I have a crazy plan when I get back that I think you should know and be a part of because I'm only going to do one interview. And he said he's been gone 2.5 years. I said, I want to be a part of that plan. He said, it's honestly a bunch of suppressed evidence that was kept away from me during trial. I said, Wack told me that, but didn't say what. He said, like, through trial, they keep saying it was inconclusive on the gun DNA, but I always knew I never touched the gun, so I asked my lawyer to retest it, and sure enough, I was 102% excluded completely from everything, just like I said. I said, well, why didn't you just say who did it? Fuck doing time for something you ain't do. He said, I took the rap for Kelsey, never wanted her to go to jail, and I never wanted Megan to get hurt or anything. So in me stopping her from getting shot, I got the raw deal. Crazy how life works. And to think they made me the poster boy for the unprotection of black women, when in all honesty, I protected two black women, one from getting shot and one from going to jail. Never said nothing in 8 to 10 years for them to live. It's a crazy, crazy place we live in. I said, but why you ain't just say that? Nigga, when I got shot, I told. And he said, I lost my mother at 11 years old. I couldn't sleep with myself. I was the reason for taking a mother away from her kid. I just couldn't do it. Tory Lanez.
He's better than me.
Again, I truly believe if Tory Lanez is innocent, he should be freed and he should be compensated for time that he was wrongly convicted. But I also believe the person who pulled the trigger, that person should go to jail. And if Meg conspire to set him up and lie on him, of course she should do time. But I'm just saying, in an instance like this, and
I don't like this long-winded explanation. No,
but saying, the word conspired is so problematic, because even if she didn't know, then she doesn't know. She can't say.
That's what I'm saying. So in an instance like this, we should all agree, if I'm in a situation that I did not know what happened, I shouldn't go to jail for that, because I wouldn't want that for you. But I'm saying, if the person did lie intentionally and set the other person up, she should go to jail.
Megan, you might be going to jail, girl. Based on what he's saying, look, Tori may be many things. I've been to Tori's house once. I've partied with Tori once. Yeah. He's not my friend. We don't chit-chat like that. But if he took 10 years on the chin to protect two black women for what he's alleging and then end up getting stabbed 14 times as a real, get him up out of there if he didn't do it. But what I'm saying is, Kelsey, if you did it, you need to go to jail. And Megan, if you lied on that man, I will be the first one to be there and say you need to go to jail. Now, look, if this is all just one drunk night where nobody remembers anything and somebody ended up getting shot, then say that. But she said in the documentary, he did it.
Yep.
There's also clips of her online saying, he shot at me from this one. I mean, her story's been changing up. Just say I was drunk and I don't remember who did it.
Gail, she never even had sexual relations and then she did. Like, it's a lot of switch up
here. It's slippery. It's Diddy juice slippery.
Jizz on a nipple slippery.
All right, that's it. I'm done. Just go to Thoughts and Prayers. They say April showers may bring May flowers. And in our girl Cardi B's case, not only is her daughter's name rumored to be Blossom, but her love life is now blossoming with a new man. Hey, Stefan, you better treat our girl right. We love to see her happy and just living her best life, just like Ashanti's been trying to do, but can't because she continues to deal with the ghost of alleged boyfriend's past. Y'all need to not only let Irv rest in peace, but give the Irv and Ashanti claims a rest. She's a happily married woman with kids, and Irv is sadly no longer with us. It's time to just bury the conversation in the ditch. You know, like the way Lil Wayne did with his fiance. Weezy's fiance Denise made some bold claims against him that she's not only alleged abuse and claimed that he flew out two women as he dumped her, but allegedly did it all on Mother's Day through a text. Talk about the three-peat. And while Denise is putting Wayne in the hot seat, Cassie's doing the same to Diddy. She said, you better take that, take that. Literally, she took the stand and didn't hold back, alleging this, that, and the third against Diddy with a male sex worker to back up her claims. Damn, Diddy. Meanwhile, across the pond, Kim K begins her Paris robbery trial as she, too, has to rehash dark and scary moments of being robbed at gunpoint. And all we can do is pray that she gets the justice, closure, and peace that she needs. And this is going to be the closure and peace that we all need because we get about here until everybody comes back to the next show. I'm out of here because I got things to do. Peace.
The Jason Lee Podcast.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.